Hey, what's happening? Brian Willett here. This week I was having this conversation that I find myself having pretty frequently with leaders in organizations, especially when I was coaching a lot of leaders in organizations. And so leaders come to me and they ask, how do I motivate my people? How do I get them motivated? And it's a great question, and I think it's something that all leaders struggle with. And my response is always the same, and that is, the best way to motivate people is to hire motivated people. And keep in mind, can we motivate people? No, we can help create an environment that leads to motivation. We can create an environment that demotivates people. But at the end of the day, it's intrinsic. It has to be upon the individual to be motivated, to be self-motivated. And typically that ties back to what are the goals, what are the things that that individual wants to accomplish. And so I always say, if you want your team to get more motivated, you got to help them see that there's a bigger future for them. You got to help them create those goals and then align those goals to their position. And more importantly, within their life, and by when they are able to accomplish those goals, what's it going to mean for them? And that's how you create motivation. Now, I was thinking about this week something that has come up, and that is there has to be, for people that are not motivated, let's say, no matter what you do, you just can't seem to get them motivated or create the environment where they get motivated. And so what are some things you can do to create, an environment that creates motivation? And that is, there must be consequences and there must be incentives. Now, when we hear the word consequences, we immediately think negatively, is my guess. And that's okay, because there has to be consequences for individuals who are not performing to the standard that is accepted. That's just the bottom line. And when there's not consequences for not performing, then you're just going to continue to get what you've always gotten. And so consequences can motivate people, right? If I'm going to lose my job if I don't start performing a certain way, that's the consequence. I lose my job, meaning I lose my income, et cetera, et cetera. Then I am going to be more motivated. And I tell leaders all the time that there must be consequences for individuals when they don't perform. Then, on the flip side of that, the positive thing is there must be incentives, right? Incentives. And so we must be able to provide people incentives, right? Something positive that can happen or get or earn or whatever for performing, for performing well, right? And so you have this thing, incentives as well as consequences, and those things can help create an environment for motivation. I prefer to lead with incentive-based, type of motivation, right? There's incentives. Is it necessarily tied to any one particular task or assignment? No, but you start to create an environment where that by performing well, people can see that there's positive incentives that occur when they do perform well. Same goes for consequences, right? And again, I don't want to lead with, the consequences of not performing is you lose your job or maybe you lose pay. I don't know what it is, right? But eventually you do have to go there. There has to be consequences for an individual's actions or lack of action, right? So anyway, that was on my mind this week. It comes down to, as a leader, you got to create the right environment for your people and obviously hire the right people. So anyway, hope you enjoyed this. We'll talk soon.